Stay humble. Let's stop creating theology and doctrine and cliches to make us feel better about what we already feel bad about at the cost of God's word. Let's get back to God's word and let's see the power of God through faith and diligence and pressing in. Okay? Okay. Because in that chapter, the only reason he wasn't healed, he said it was right here was the problem. Things got twisted in here. Happens to us all the time. You pray for somebody in a wheelchair. You pray for somebody hurting. And you're watching their body and your mind's... doesn't look like anything's happening. Doesn't look like they're moving. They're not getting any strength. We pray a little harder. It's happened to people that have prayed for the sick. Who can understand what I'm saying and relate to what I'm saying? Where this thing starts. Put yourself in the disciples' shoes. They're seeing Jesus. Everything he does is bang, bang, pop, pow, bang, pop. I mean, it's incredible. They're probably like... And then he gives them authority in Matthew 10. They go out. They come back in Luke 10 rejoicing. Seven chapters later, they're praying for this boy. And I'm sure they're thinking, sure. Because they already have a resume in the Holy Ghost. But they're praying and it doesn't happen. Yeah. He comes. They come. Why couldn't we do that? He said, your thinking got in the way. So I'm imagining if the Bible says he was not cured and he had epilepsy, he must have been in a continual seizure state. Because if he wasn't, they'd have thought maybe he was healed. Because if the seizures would have stopped, they'd have thought maybe he didn't have epilepsy anymore, right? So he must have continued to be seizing to say he's not cured, right? Does that make sense? Okay. So I'm imagining in their minds, I'm just thinking this. I'm putting myself in their shoes. Jesus is healing everybody there. Lame man's getting up, the blind man seeing, the man with the hand stretching forth, all this cool stuff. And now they're praying and he's still seizing. Wonder why he's still seizing. Wonder why he didn't stop yet. Boy, if Jesus would have prayed, he'd be healed.